Hello and welcome to the 1126 podcast. My name is Mikey.
And I'm John.
And today we have a couple special guests. They're a couple twins. Yeah, Ian and Nathan. Ian is known as a few things. Among others, he's the child of destiny. He is buddy boy. He is... What? Ian, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Ian, the child of destiny, and I have the various aliases of buddy boy, Ian, the child of destiny, cousin It.
From the Addams Family.
Yes, because I have long hair.
Very long
and,
hair.
And he can do cousin It very well.
Yes, I have a great impersonation. My other nicknames are James Brown. Among many others.
All right, and the other twin is Nathan. Introduce yourself, Nathan.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I'm the cooler twin, because I'm older.
Yeah. By about a half minute?
10 minutes.
10 minutes,
ten
wow.
Minutes.
That's quite a spread, I'd say. Okay, guys, we have some great things on the agenda for today. First off, we should probably get started with our Gmail. A new segment on the show today is going to be... Sports talk. We got a buddy, Kevin. He sends us some sports information. Hey, Kevin, if you're listening. Good stuff. He'll send us stuff. So
thank you, Kevin.
I'm going to try to cue up my sport talk music. Okay.
That's good.
Okay, so here we go with the sports talk. In sports, Barry Bonds hits his 714th home run. How do you feel about that, seeing as he's on roids? I'm sorry, did I say that?
Roids?
Yeah. Okay. Next, the Brewers won 6-5, and the record is 25-23. Go Brewers. We're from Wisconsin. Angels won 5-2. The Dallas Mavericks in basketball won last night. It's the 26th. The series with them and the Phoenix Suns tied at 1-1. That's best of 7 games. Yeah, other basketball stuff and good stuff that I don't feel like reading. So, thank you, Kevin, for that wonderful update. Keep sending them if you're listening. You can send them at Ian. What's the email address?
It's 1126podcast at gmail.com.
Excellent. Okay. What's our next segment, Nathan?
It is Rambling Talk of Nothing.
The Senseless Rant. It's probably one of my favorites. Let me get some music.
Phone.
Phone.
Phone. That's a cool ringtone, Mike.
It's Led Zeppelin, Black Dog. John's your dad.
Oh.
He's screwed.
Tell him a recording. Hello?
Yeah, but senseless rant. You know, one of the things that are very senseless are superheroes. Like, take for example, Superman. The only thing that hurts him is kryptonite. Why wouldn't someone make kryptonite bullets and shoot him with them? Like, it seems like kryptonite is only in large stones. Like,
that are in a chrysalis form.
Yeah, how are we gonna throw a big chrysalis at Superman?
Well, maybe like, if you crushed it into a fine powder and... Like, drugged him with it, like, in his drink?
Yeah, but the only person strong enough to crush up kryptonite would be Superman.
So, very, very, very true.
That's deep.
And, I don't know, another thing I've realized is animal superheroes. Batman and Spider-Man. Like, those are kind of, an Ant-Man? Like, where do you come up with this
There's
stuff?
No Ant-Man?
Yes, there is. Ant-Man.
No.
He fights crime as
What about, like,
small
Chinook
size.
Man?
I'm Ant-Man.
No, you're
anyway,
not, Ian.
Yeah, the child of destiny cannot be Ant-Man. Anyway, wouldn't those be kind of unpleasant things to be saved by? A spider
Who
or
do
a
I
bat?
Get saved by a bat. I think the worst would be like three-toed sloth man. I mean,
yeah.
He's so slow. You'd like.
You'd be like.
You'd be hanging from a building by like a spider web. Or no, that's Spider-Man.
I'm actually kind of fond of Spider-Man. He's got some cool
like,
superhuman powers.
And Robin. Bird.
Robin,
you
know, Bird. I just don't dig Robin. Like, he's like this teenage kid who wears tights and hangs out with the old man. Like,
what about Mr. Freeze?
See, what I want is the Batmobile. I think that'd be great.
See, Batman
a Batmobile.
Batman is nothing without the Batmobile. Like,
yeah.
Without, he's just a silly guy in tights. I mean, I really honestly...
Aren't we all?
Silly man in tights.
Yeah.
Maybe.
John is.
Oh, John is definitely a silly man in tights. I can see him right now. I'm almost crying in fits of laughter looking at his green and white silk tights.
Now, John, if you were a sidekick, what would you be?
A sidekick? No,
a superhero sidekick.
I would want to be like Mr. Freeze's sidekick.
What would your name be? Mr. Heat?
Yeah. I'd kind of contradict Mr. Freeze, but like me, being Nathan, I'd want to be like Daredevil's Spider-Man or sidekick because Daredevil is blind and I'd have really good eyes, so I could be like, watch out, Daredevil.
You'd be the brother of the Child of Destiny.
You'd be like evil.
You could play tricks on him because he's blind.
Yeah.
The temptation is too strong. But Ian, being a superhero...
Hey, did you guys see Daredevil, though? Did you guys see Daredevil?
Oh, that was... I didn't like that guy with the bullet print on his forehead.
Nope, I thought it was cool. To get into his house, he has these padlocks, and he spins them, and he gets them all right.
That's crazy. But Ian, you're a superhero. Tell us what it's like to fight crime. Well, my extensive knowledge in the martial arts definitely helps. I have to say, the ability to fly...
That'd be helpful.
Yeah, it's incredibly helpful. Excuse me. You know, because when you need to get somewhere fast, it's like
you gotta fly.
Yeah, you just gotta fly.
Hence the expression, gotta fly.
Yeah. That, you know, and Ian, you know, like being your ninja sidekick, I definitely would say it's been a great, great, great experience fighting crime at night with you.
Alright, that's getting kind of freaky, so we're going to stop this segment, I think.
Anyway.
Okay, next on the agenda of today, Nathan.
It is a very interesting topic, which is gadgets that haven't been invented. John, why don't you...
I got this one.
I need the music for this. Hang on. Alright, John, tell us about your gadget.
Okay, well, my gadget for this week is...
Related to a person...
Who's actually a superhero himself.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
It's Chuck Norris Deflective Unit. Basically what it is it's made out of balsa wood. It's in prototype form right now.
So it hasn't entered the mass production phase quite yet?
It's not on the market, in case you guys wanted to rush out and buy
it. Now, what's the estimated retail price of this?
Right now I'm looking at about $623.
And
about 78 cents.
That is actually a decent price if you're about to get roundhouse kicked to the face by Chuck Norris.
Yeah, that's a small price to pay.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's...
Tell us more about this. What does it do?
Okay, well, basically, when Chuck Norris tries to roundhouse kick you in the face...
You're done?
No, not with the product.
Oh, nice.
His powers get sucked in to this balsa wood device.
Why balsa? Why not mahogany or, like, maple?
Spruce.
Because balsa was most widely available.
Do you think if you expanded in different woods, the effect would be different? Or do you think all wood would absorb Chuck Norris's power equally?
I think all wood.
So you're saying that Chuck Norris has a weak spot for wood?
I'm saying...
Now, what if a beaver approached Chuck Norris?
Well, I've also heard that you're coming out with the protocol of the high concentrate plastic... urethane device.
No. Yeah, that's a great one. That'll sure defeat him.
Is this true though, Johnny?
Yes.
Yes.
Alright. That's enough for that topic. What's our next segment, Nathan?
The next segment is...
What's in my pocket? Hang on, I gotta get your music.
Well, yeah, see, I have a very interesting thing in my pocket. It is very interesting. You guys, do you think you can guess?
Let me see it. Or, like, let me see the...
The pocket?
Yeah.
The alleged pocket?
Ian, move your head.
It seems to be in a
triangle.
I think that's a wood triangle.
I think that's a guitar tool.
Incorrect, Mikey.
It looks like my guitar cutter.
No, it's not. Do you guys want me to tell you what it is?
No, you gotta keep guessing.
Yeah. How about you take another stab at it, John?
I think it's a triangle deck of cards.
Incorrect again. Ian, take a guess. A puzzle. No, unfortunately, it's not a puzzle. Ian, I'm sorry.
A small wooden ship.
No, but you're getting closer, Mikey.
A snowplow.
No. A snowplow? Are you joking?
Although I do have a snowplow, it is not in my pocket, John.
Mine's in my pocket. I shovel snow with it.
Yeah, it's kind of warm for snow, isn't it, Mikey?
A little bit. All right, just tell us what's in your pocket.
It is a metal plane that was on Michael's dresser, and I grabbed it. And it's a pretty cool plane. It's a camel with two missiles on each wing and two huge missiles under it. And the wheels come up and the wings fold, so you can have maximum takeoff stability.
Yeah, that's a great random object to have in your pocket. It's time for our next segment, which is, where's the sheet? It's showing up. Okay.
It is the Geek Talk from Michael.
No, it's Johnny. Geek Talk with John.
John. Sorry, John.
Okay. Okay, folks, we have another special guest. My brother has just entered the room.
What up, gangster?
Yeah, that's Tommy. You're on the internet. Do you mind leaving? Please?
All right. As fast as you can.
Okay, John. John's got 5 more minutes, Tommy. John's got to go, and Tommy's telling him that he has to go. John's got 1 more segment. All right, thanks, Tommy. Everyone say bye to Tommy. Internet listeners, say hi, Tommy.
Or bye, Tommy.
All right, yeah. Now he's standing in the corner looking at us.
It's kind of creepy.
All right, now I got to cue up your Geek Talk music. John, okay. Your topic is... brushless motors.
All right. So, what a brushless motor is you have 2 main types of motors. A brushed motor and a brushless motor. A brushed motor is usually found in, like, just your everyday objects. And a brushless motor is, it's got, well, what the difference is. In a brushed motor, you have 2 cylinder-shaped graphite-like discs that are called brushes. And they help the motor turn. And these brushes can be very inefficient. And
so, how would a brushless motor work without the brushes?
Well, what a brushless motor does is it has a bunch of curved magnets around the outside of the can, and it rotates inside the can using magnets.
Counter or clockwise? Oh, couldn't get that one, could you?
Clockwise.
Wow.
That's pretty geek for your Geek Talk.
Yeah, you guys should have seen the other... our regular listeners will know, all 7 of them, that John's pretty geeky. We've had train couplings. We've had the aerodynamics of an airfoil, whatever that means. We picked these topics before the show, and John doesn't know about it. It's amazing how he knows all this stuff about random geeky topics.
Which kind of introduces us to our next topic, which is... The Child of Destiny will read it. It is the metal song.
Okay. Child of Destiny. What song do you want to hear? You choose the metal song of the week.
I'm kind of interested in the new album of Between the Buried and Me.
Now, you're referring to Alaska?
Yes, I am. It's in stores now. I think a good song on that album is Alaska. The
So be it. Okay. All right, that's right, folks. That's Between the Buried and Me with Alaska as our metal song of the week. All right, that's enough of the metal song, because for copyright reasons, we can't do any more. Folks, newsflash, John had to go, so we have a new special guest, my brother Tommy. Tommy, say hi to the good folks.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, that's Tommy for you. Great guy. Great guy.
Email me at snowman4415@yahoo.com.
You're not allowed to say that on the air.
Oh, well.
We have like 300 listeners from random people.
Yeah, email me and I'll get you stuff.
Ignore that.
Yeah, no, don't. He's got email good stuff. I mean, the best.
Toys okay. and such.
All right, at this part of the show, we sadly have to depart from podcasting. Remember to always leave comments on our homepage, which is 1126.podomatic.com. And our email address is 1126podcast@Nathan. Come on. Come on. Okay, Ian.
1126podcast. At. Gmail.com.
Amen, brother. Okay. That's it for the show today. I hope you've had a good listen. All right, so from 1126 Studio, this is Mikey.
Nathan. Buddy boy.
Tommy.
All right, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for next week's show.
Yeah.